Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brethren, and welcome to Free Inside Ministry, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. I am Reverend Bulla Eastman, and you are listening to 99.FM The Word if you're in Hawaii. And if you're in Arizona, you're listening to Grace 91.1 FM from Eloy. On the air with me tonight is my lovely wife, Sister Lynn.
Aloha Friday.
Oh, it's Friday, and all the way from First Assembly of God, Waihewa, the Free Inside Church, we've got Pastor Scott Sonoda.
Aloha, everyone.
Amen. Mahalo for tuning in with us. Free Inside is on the air Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in both Hawaii and Arizona. You can also hear us on streaming at 9:30 p.m. on www.995theword.com in Hawaii and www.grace911.com in Arizona.
My brothers and sisters, do you need a word of encouragement tonight? You've come to the right place. Free Inside Ministry sends Amen. Our love and aloha to all the men and women that are incarcerated in Halawa, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, CCC Women, and to Saguaro, Arizona, where 1,500 of our Hawaii brothers are incarcerated. May the joy of the Lord be with you and be your strength. And to our listeners from the other prisons in Arizona, and to those that are on the outside but need a touch from the Almighty God, welcome and thank you for joining us and stepping out in faith to hear what Jesus has brought forth in us for you.
You can contact Free Inside Ministry at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And if you are on Facebook, come like our page at Free Inside Ministry. And for our brethren on the inside, we are blessed by your letters. Our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. Now, if the Lord gives you the word to call Reverend, don't hesitate and call Bulla at 808-222-2822.
Well, we'd like to thank our generous sponsors, starting with our spiritual covering by First Assembly of God, Red Hill, and our senior pastor, and who happens to be the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God churches in Hawaii, Pastor Clayton Cole. And for our sponsoring our radio program over there in Arizona, we want to thank Marianne Gananciel, also Fishes of Men Ministries congregations, and their Pastor Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahelona for continuing to seed into that ministry and saving the best for last for our program on 95.5 FM The Word here in Honolulu, Hawaii. Truly thankful to Mark and Mary Benson and Danny Asawa of
Honolulu Ford.
And that's for them making this radio program a dream come true.
Thank you,
thousands
Mark.
Of lives changed because of their faith, their prayers, Amen. And their support.
Thank you so much.
Going on our third year and just so Ooh. Blessed. Now, if you're in need of a good vehicle, go check them down at Honolulu Ford, because Mark and Danny, they're going to make it work for you. But fair warning, don't go on Sunday, because on Sunday, they rest.
Should a police officer have a mandatory retirement age? Saguaro News Minute. When it comes to protecting your safety, how old is too old, and should police officers have a mandatory retirement age? State Senator Will Espero is raising concerns after finding out the age of a reserve officer who recently made headlines. Joseph Becerra pleaded guilty earlier this week for not reporting an assault by an on-duty officer and lying to FBI agents. He is 77 years old.
Honolulu Mayor outlines Sand Island Emergency Homeless Camp. Kirk Caldwell is announcing details of a plan to create an emergency housing out of modified shipping containers on Sand Island. The site is intended to be a place for people to transition out of homelessness. It's expected to house about 75 to 100 people. There are 4,903 homeless people on Oahu, and 1,939 are unsheltered.
Dear Jesus.
Well, Hawaii is rated the worst state in which to make a living. So says MoneyRage.com in a study where it rated the Aloha State dead last. The study shows that the higher than average housing expenses can drive up the state's high cost of living. Richard Barrington with MoneyRage.com pointed to salaries that can't compensate for the cost of living and one of the highest tax rates in the nation. But the governor and the mayor have vowed to change this for everyone.
Oh, dear Jesus, help us.
Everyone needs Jesus. Hey, you know, well, it is Friday, and if it's Friday, you know one thing. That's right. Pastor Scott Sandoval.
No place better than to stand in the light.
Stand in the light, Pastor.
I don't like standing in the darkness no more because I bump into things.
Amen.
Well, that's what we have tonight is the light of Jesus. And we also want to thank Pastor Barry for being in the studio with us tonight.
Hallelujah. What a blessing.
One more night.
We found him. We found him walking on the road.
He was walking in the darkness or are you standing in the light, brother?
I was walking in the darkness, man. Sorry about that one.
Well, you know, it's wonderful. It is Friday. It is July 3rd. It's on the eve of July 4th, and that means a big celebration. And the one thing that we do have is a special song for all of you out there. And no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, you've got to say, God bless the USA.
Ooh, amen. We are so blessed.
Amen.
We are so blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Amen. Amen.
God bless the USA.
You know, we live in probably the greatest country in the world. And there's problems. I mean, let's make no bones about it. Every country has problems. But the thing that separates us from so many countries around the world is we are free. But if we're a believer in Christ, we live here on earth, but we're a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, because where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Pastor Scott, thank you so much for coming in. On next week, I know it's going to be busy for you, but for this week, we've got you here. You got some exciting things.
How do you know
things.
It's going to be busy for me?
He's always busy.
Your prophet.
You got excited.
I got a praise report.
His baby.
His baby girl is getting married.
Wow. Dun, 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 dun. We love you, Nicole.
Yes, hallelujah.
We are with you.
Beautiful.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you want to hear the word today? What the Lord and the word
means? Yes. Yes.
Well, it comes out of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. And speaking of prison ministry, you know, the Apostle Paul, this is one of the prison epistles, one of four, in the book of Ephesians 1, 18. Now, you got to figure, Paul wrote this while he was in prison. And in prison, we know that you have a lot of time
on your hands to think
and ponder. Mm-hmm. And so this wasn't just some thought. It was some deep thought. And he says this in verse 18 of chapter 1. He says, and I pray, he didn't say I hope or I wish. He says, I pray also that the eyes of your hearts may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. So Paul's prayer for us is that the eyes of our heart, not the thoughts in our head, but the eyes of our hearts, there would be a light, there would be a revelation, a breakthrough that would give us what we need to hold on to that hope. Amen. You know, I use that analogy. Yeah, I use that analogy. Like if you were a miner, like a coal miner, and you go into work every day, and all of a sudden, the tunnel collapses.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Oh, not a good thing, right?
The tunnel collapses.
Okay. So, you know what? If you just saw a glimpse of, you know, even a pinhole of light coming through,
yes,
you would say, whoo, we get chance, right? Or you enlightened because you saw that little bit. But if you're deep miles in the ground and you don't see your hand in front of your face, right? You're just saying, I wonder if it's the whole tunnel that went collapse or it's just around. So you have no hope. So what Paul is saying is he prays that our circumstances aren't what we see, but the eyes of our heart can see what God is doing in that situation. Yes. So basically he's talking about revelation, that we are aware, we have clarity, we have insight. Just like Bola had insight, like, how do you know that next week Friday was going to be busy for me?
Yeah, you know, in the Jesus book, it takes some time to explain this. And it says, this is when Paul is praying for the brothers and sisters in the Ephesus side. It says in verse 18, God, I'd like you to help the Ephesus brothers and sisters for understand more better the good kind stuff you and promised for do for them, Bombay. It's just like you're going to open one light inside their hearts for them for see. Then they're going to start for wait for the things you and promise, because you and tell them for come be your guys. Help them for know that they're going to be plenty all the awesome stuff you and promise for give us. It's just like same thing you'll give for all your kids, because they stay all out for you.
Amen. Now that makes it more clear. That makes it more clear. You know what I mean? See, the thing is, what we need is a Damascus experience in our life. Yes. And let me read to you what it says in Acts 22. Verse 6, this is now the famous, really, really unreal story of a man who everybody counted a loser. You know, he persecuted the Christians. He was bad for the church.
He was a mass murderer.
Oh, man. He was, So this guy, I mean, his resume wasn't good if he wanted to be a pastor. You know what I mean?
There was one word on his resume. Yeah.
Hey, I can be a pastor. No, you cannot, because you used to do that. But just imagine, you would turn down the Apostle Paul. He could have pastored your church, but all you internal. But anyway, he says, he's telling this story, and he says, about noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me, and I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And then he says, who are you, Lord? I asked, and he says, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. And this is the key verse, verse 9. He says, my companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. The verse 10, and he says, what shall I do, Lord? I asked. He says, get up, the Lord said, and go to Damascus. There will be you will be told all that you have to do. My companions led me by the hand, because he was blind now. Yeah. The companions could see, but Saul now was blind, and into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. And verse 12, a man named Ananias came to me, and he was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said this, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you about here. So Saul, who was spiritually blind, he couldn't see that Jesus was the way.
Beyond
right?
blind.
Right? He could see physically, but he was spiritually blinded. Right, Barry?
Right.
Right? So here we are. You know, I always say, you know, you guys hear me say a lot, right? Sin blinds us.
Yes.
Sin
yes.
blinds us. We think we okay, but we're not.
Right.
We even think we look and that nobody knows, but...
Don't got a clue.
We don't have... Yeah. So what happens is that all of a sudden now this bright light came. Now the bright light came and everybody saw that bright light. But why was it that only Saul was blinded? But listen, that's what it says here. My companions, he says, saw the same light that blinded me, but they couldn't understand him who was speaking to me. So at that very moment, Saul, who was physically could see, was now unable to physically see, but now he was able to spiritually
Amen.
See. But however, the
Amen.
Guys who were around him
that could
yeah,
see,
they could see,
couldn't
they
see.
Were, they couldn't. They couldn't see. They were spiritually blinded. Now listen to this, Bulla.
Mm.
Why would a man who's blinded say, "Okay, what's going on? Go into Damascus."
That's right.
Hey, you know, why should I go to Damascus? I cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
No one, nothing for me. Why? My life is over. I cannot see nothing.
But he went.
But he went. Why? Because Obedience. He could spiritually
he knew.
See.
He was enlightened.
Spiritually, he was enlightened.
Mm.
He saw the light at the end of the tunnel. He figured, hey, although I'm blind, there's something better for me at the end of the tunnel. And so he trusted in faith that God had a plan. See, he could now understand the person who was speaking to him. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what, you know, for us, you know, it's all good that we have information, but what we need is revelation in our
Hallelujah.
Lives.
Amen.
We need
Amen.
To be able to say when you're incarcerated,
Blinded
hey, I might be
faith.
Incarcerated, but you know what? I can see why God incarcerated me.
I
was hurting out there. He saw my heart hurting so much. He said, I will never allow you to go through more than we can handle. He figured we couldn't handle this, and so he was going to take us. Now, we figured God would wave his hand over us. We'd feel better. Well, that would be the perfect world, but we
right.
don't live in a perfect world.
Amen.
Yeah.
But God has incarcerated us, just like he did me, right, to open my eyes to see that he wasn't harming me. He was teaching me
Amen.
That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And my brothers and sisters, I just tell you that. I pray that this July 4th, the day of freedom, that
yes.
you will be enlightened to
yes.
see that you are truly free inside.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Amen.
Pastor Scott.
Many of times God wants our attention, and he's going to have it his way or no way at all.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes he's got to blind us, just got to put us
Amen.
In a
Blinded
secluded place
faith.
In prison and to let us know that he's wanting our attention.
And, you know, this scripture, my husband always tells me this about on verse 8 when, you know, he gets blinded by the light and Saul says, Who are you, master?
Yes. All of a sudden, he knew who he was.
He knew. Yeah.
Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of things going around all over the country right now. There's a lot of disruption. There's a lot of chaos. But every knee shall bow and every tongue
shall
confess.
Confess.
You see, what happened here is in the light. You see, some of us, we can see the light, but we don't know the voice.
Mm.
You know, as the sheep, we know the voice of our shepherd.
Yes, we do.
You know, as a parent, we know the voice of our children. We know the utterances. We know how they walk, how they talk. They can be 60 yards away on a football field, and we know whose big butt that is on the field. But you see, a shepherd knows his flock.
Yes.
And so even though the others were right there, they didn't know what was going on. And that could happen to you right there, being incarcerated. God can be using this time to refine you, to define you, And others around you won't understand what's going on, but that's okay. Because it's not their time.
Exactly.
It's your time.
That's a good
God
analogy.
Has chosen you.
See?
And others around you might be going, well, why are you going to Bible study? Why are you going to go to chapel?
Really?
The voice of the Lord has spoken to me. Stand upon that. Because it's not their time. Don't worry about them. Pray
for them.
They got the breakthrough. They could see already.
They could see, but they haven't heard the voice. They're standing in the light. So when you obey the voice of the Lord, God is not going to take you down a path of ill dispute. He's taking you down to refine you, to get you in alignment for your assignment. All God wants you to do is come out better than when you went in.
That's right.
And he's in a place where he's got your attention. So if your friends don't understand why you're going to all those Bible studies,
hey,
the
guys that led him in by the hand were thinking, this guy is so stupid, he's blind. What does he want to come here? See, those guys still couldn't see.
That's right.
Physically see, but they're going, this is dumb. Well, I'll take you there, but there's no use. This is... What are you going there for, man? You're blind. You're over. Your life is over. But that's a good analogy, Bulla.
And the thing was, they saw something that was of the supernatural.
Yeah.
But yet they still discounted
it.
They said, that was nothing. That was nothing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happens every day.
Yeah.
But yet even when Saul had dropped to his knees, knowing that he could not see, he just said, Lord, he recognized the authority above him.
Amen.
He recognized the supreme being, the creator of all living things.
Ooh.
Said, is that you? Now, this is the man that was a mass murderer for all Jewish people.
Yes.
He was bent on killing. He had the paperwork to get more Jews to bring them back and incarcerate
That's
and kill them.
That's what he was doing.
That was his job.
He was expanding his mission to kill the Jews.
To kill the Jews. Right.
He was on a wrong
He was on the way to expand enlarge his territory.
He was enlarging his tent.
Yes.
But you know, for those of you that are incarcerated, I don't think any of you have even come close to the magnitude of what Saul had done in his life. And yet God used him so mightily, as Paul writing 14 out of 22 books in the New Testament. So everybody get a chance.
Everybody
now, your friends might not understand
chance.
It. You might hear the voice of the Lord. They might be standing, going, huh? What's going on? Don't worry. They're going to be fine.
Amen.
But take care of yourself. Take care of the calling. Take care of your adherence to the voice of the Lord, because God has selected you for a time such as this.
Amen. You know, it was this apostle Paul who was Saul, but it was his conversion that had allowed the word of God to come to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God, because his conversion, as he defends himself within all the epistles that he wrote, he says, I, Paul, the chief of sinners.
Yes.
He's defending his apostleship because there was prerequisites
right,
to have been an apostle.
Right.
But what they did not know, too, that he was to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
That's right.
And I'm glad that he was he was at that time, because if he hadn't been there at that time, I would not be here.
Exactly. I was enlightened at that moment when you said, I knew where you were going, bro. That's why I was pointing. That's why we Gentiles. not like Bulla. I can only tell within the next 20 minutes, but Bulla can tell like the next 7 days.
But see how it all ties in together, because if he didn't go through that.
Yes.
If we didn't go through stuff, if we didn't go through things,
hallelujah,
man, we'd be somewhere else.
That's
but thank God he takes us not just for today.
God.
He takes us over the rainbow and beyond. Amen.
Over the rainbow.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, as those of us that are sitting, those that are on the other side of the fence that are incarcerated,
yes,
I can guarantee you have a better appreciation for that thing called freedom.
Yes.
But that's a physical manifestation of an attribute that you want. But you know, as we say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
There
you can
is
sit
freedom.
There are brothers and sisters sitting right now on their bunk that are more free than many people I know walking on Kalakaua tonight.
Yep.
Because they trust in the Lord. They've given their lives to the Lord and they live to serve the Lord. Be not they might ever step out of there. They are free and free
inside.
Indeed.
They've been enlightened. You know, my brothers and sisters, if you got it tonight, praise God. Say hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always, which is the your strength.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. This
Amen.
Is what's going to get you through. You've been enlightened. You
yes.
now know why. That God is not punishing you. He's loving you as a true father would. He loves his children, and he will not let his children perish. So he disciplined you because he loves you, and he's making a way to see you get through this, and that he that began that good work in you right now, he will see you through this incarceration.
Yes, he
Amen.
Will. Hallelujah.
In a place where he was on a way bent to getting more people to kill, Jewish people, that he would come down and shine his light upon Saul. Imagine
the
God shining his light into Halava, maybe WCCC, maybe even OCCC or Saguaro. Now, it may not be a physical light, but it's the light of his spirit upon you.
Amen.
Glory. You know, you don't have to be the brightness of a light. It could just be the Shekinah glory coming over you at this moment. Amen. And God's trying to talk to you, and yet you're going like, me? What am I?
That's the Holy Spirit. Lord?
Is that you, Lord?
Man.
You know, you just drop to your knees and pray and be grateful that the Lord has chosen to speak to you. Because, you know, a lot of you are going to think, well, I didn't see the light. It doesn't have to be like, you know what the Holy Spirit feels like. You know when there's something supernatural in your natural environment, when something is changing.
Yes.
You can call it chicken skin, Holy Spirit bumps, whatever. You know when it's in the quiet time where there's no one else around and you can feel the presence of the Lord. He's trying to talk to you as best as he can. But we need to open the eyes of our hearts so we can see the heart of Christ in front of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And once you can embrace that, you see, as for all the pastors that are here tonight, we're not, we know the book, but we know the author more. Because we are authorized. We are not bookerized. We can't quote all the scriptures in the Bible, but let me tell you, we know Jesus. And we are authorized by the author himself. And we're just reaching out to you tonight. And Pastor Scott, I'd like you to pray for us this evening as we
come. Hallelujah. Let's bow our hearts to the Lord. Father,
yes,
we humble ourselves before you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love you so much.
So God.
When we look at the magnitude of how relentless you were or are to just chase down sinners such as I.
Yes, Father.
And Father, we stand with our brothers and sisters who feel like they're trapped, feel like there's no hope. But Father, enlighten the eyes of their heart that they may be able to see that you work
all things together for the good
because they love you and they're called according to your purpose. Father, be with their families. Let them know it's okay. Do what you do best, which is to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes, Father.
And set the captive free. For this we give you all the glory
all
and
the glory.
Honor now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Mighty
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Hey, if you wanna partner with us financially and invest into the kingdom, because you cannot out-invest the kingdom of God.
That's right.
You can go to our website at www.freeinsideministry.org. There's a donation tab right there on the top, and you hit that, it's a safe and secure place to make the donation. You can do it monthly or a one-time gift would be great. But every dollar you partner with us, that you collaborate with us to build the kingdom of God and take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the north, the south, the east, and the west, every dollar goes to do that. We take no income because we're in this for the outcome.
Click on
and we thank you for those that are partnering with us right now and those that are praying for us. We thank you for all your prayers
you
and
so
all your positive thoughts, because lives are being changed, not by what we do, but by what God is doing through us. And
Hallelujah.
For our brothers and sisters that are on the other side of the fence, tomorrow is July 4th. And I wanted to leave you with this. If you cannot stand the pain of prison, you will never enjoy the prosperity of the palace. So it's just a temporary situation. But you know what? We've got that eternal solution to what you're going through. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we want to thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For tuning in with us tonight. You know, it's been a wonderful evening.
What a great week.
Not often we get all the pastors together and a few other ones. So, you know, remember, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July. And we're going to see you next week, Monday. Aloha.
Aloha.
We love you.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.